You're listening to the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in today. Appreciate you joining us. Got a bunch of topics on the plate today, and we're going to switch gears a little bit to talk about the number of town halls that we're seeing from the members of Congress here representing the state of Michigan. Among those is Mike Bishop, who had his first town hall meeting yesterday. He had groups of 30 individuals come in to talk in more of a roundtable format as opposed to a large auditorium, if you will, which is what Bill Huizenga, the state rep or the U.S. representative out of the Holland area, is going to be doing today. He is going to be in Godwin Heights, and among those in attendance is going to be Jordan Climie. He is a reporter with the Holland Sentinel, and he's joining us on the other end of the line. Good evening, Jordan.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Now, Bill Huizenga has had, what, three of these town halls now this year?
Yes, this will be his third tonight.
And you have attended one of his town halls in Grand Haven. I wanted you on the show to explain to the listeners what the atmosphere was like in Bill Huizenga's district, which is, by all accounts, probably the most Republican district in the entire state.
Right, right, yeah. Very red, you know, just as a background, you know, some of the reddest areas in the state. The one in Grand Haven, I had about 1,000 people there. It was definitely loud, a little bit raucous. You know, every time someone asked a question, it definitely seemed like whatever Congressman Huizenga said was not exactly what the people wanted to hear. And that just seems to kind of, you know, when I look at videos from other town halls around the country happening lately, that definitely seems to be the case.
Now, the folks who attended this town hall that you're talking about in Grand Haven, how would you break down the crowd? Was it 50% support, 70% support? Where would you put the percentages at?
In terms of support, I would say there was maybe 10%, 15% support.
Wow.
There at best. This all kind of stemmed from starting around January. A large group of his constituents from all over his district would go to his district offices, kind of, you know, demanding that he have an in-person town hall. He had been doing some telephone town halls. He did a Facebook Live town hall, but they really wanted to see him in person. And you know, from that, I think that that group of people who just really wanted some answers from him, kind of through their grassroots efforts, really just started to grow and grow and build. Because you know, the one in Grand Haven, you had people from all over his district, not necessarily happy with the stuff he's been doing, the stuff that has been happening in Washington in general. So it definitely seemed, in Grand Haven at least, to be more of a crowd that was displeased with the congressman.
So how is the setup there? Do we just have the congressman in front of basically an auditorium and he's basically getting arrows slung at him?
You know, if you walked in and kind of saw it midway through, that's definitely what you could take from it. Basically there were about 1,000 people at the Grand Haven one. He started off kind of as an introduction, just trying to calm the storm before it happened, I guess you could say. I think he kind of knew what was waiting for him.
Right.
And from that point, he just kind of walked around with a microphone and took questions from people. There's really no vetting process in terms of what the question might be. People basically raised their hands and got a microphone handed to them in the time allotted anyways. It was only a two-hour event. There were definitely more questions that could have filled hours beyond that.
Now, it seems like these town halls have become a bit more of a modern occurrence. It seems like it initially was coffee hours, but then during the Affordable Care Act discussion during the Obama years, Democratic members of Congress were getting, I don't know if ambushed is the right word, but certainly confronted at these public events. And I remember one in particular where John Dingell was put on the spot, and it was kind of the end of I guess, the town halls, if you will, because these members of Congress felt like it was a complete setup and put up. And yet we're seeing now the members of Congress on the Republican side now getting what the Democrats were getting for some time. But they're making themselves available. David Trott over in Southeast Michigan went through one. Like I mentioned, Mike Bishop, we've got Bergman up in the North End, who's got a couple of these scheduled. Is it necessary, do you think, for these folks to have these town halls? Because I guess if they don't, they're going to be accused of ducking the public.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing that would be a problem if, you know, a lot of these Republican congressmen and women didn't show up in their district would be just kind of what Huizenga faced for a while, with just his constituents, namely the ones who weren't happy with him, just going to his office demanding it. But, you know, I do have to give a lot of credit to a lot of these Republican legislators for coming and taking their lumps. I mean, you know, after the Grand Haven one specifically, Bill Huizenga did not need to come back to the district. I mean, he kind of felt what it was like, and yet he is doing this one tonight in Godwin Heights. So, you know, they're definitely coming out here and showing their faces. And you point to, you know, when the ACA was first coming around and the Democrats took their lumps, I think that is kind of a reason why so many people want to see their congressperson in person, mainly because there are so many questions that can't be answered by, say they go on a news show for 5 minutes, or, you know, put out a statement when any type of legislation passes.
Right.
There's a lot of questions in this Trump administration and Congress serving under him about what is exactly happening, you know, with so much happening so quickly. So I think the amount of questions, people are just demanding seeing their congressperson's face to be able to get those answers face-to-face.
We're speaking with Jordan Climie. He is a reporter with the Holland Sentinel. And you know what, Jordan, if nothing else, it's good to see folks being engaged in the process and wanting to speak with their member of Congress about issues that they may feel very passionate about. Along those same lines, today, in actually in about 9 minutes, a group called Indivisible Michigan District 8 is going to be holding a town hall meeting in Howell for residents of the 8th Congressional District to express their concerns over proposed health care cuts, education, the direction of the country in general. They got a full agenda of speakers that they're going to have. They said that if Congressman Bishop decided to attend the event, that they would chuck the entire agenda and let him have the floor for the entirety of the time. I doubt very seriously he's going to be attending this event at in Howell, Michigan. However, the congressman, like I said earlier, has had his first bunch of town halls that he held yesterday. And he's also going to be holding one in Ingham County on the 20th of this month. He's got a block of time between noon and 4 p.m. for that event. I don't have a location yet. However, you can put it in your calendar if you're interested in attending. It will be April 20th. Again, these are events, Jordan, that folks are starting to have. Justin Amash is going to have one in Byron Township tonight also. But yours in Godwin Heights, what are you expecting really quickly before we wrap up? What are you expecting from Representative Huizenga?
I'm expecting a lot of the same topics from the last town hall, which really covered a lot of, you know, ACA repeal stuff, a lot of stuff about the environment with the proposed cuts that President Trump's budget has put out, you know, against the GLRI, for example. But also a lot of people on Twitter, when I reported on Congressman Huizenga's statement from the Syria attacks last week, a lot of people are quick to point out on Twitter that back in 2013, he was very vocal against President Obama taking any action in Syria. So I have to believe there's going to be at least one question about what some perceive to be Congressman Huizenga's flip-flop on action in Syria taken by the United States.
Well, I'm sure, and I know you'll be covering that very intently for the Holland Sentinel. Jordan Climie, thanks for joining us on the Capital City Recap this evening.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.